So it certainly seems that language is being used more strategically, more purposefully in politics than it has in the past. Is that a correct assumption?
Well, language has always been colorful in American politics. There is, however, a body of science now, particularly through focus groups, and so it's become more refined. It's become more of a science than an art about how politicians use words.
Do we see cases where groups with different agendas around a certain issue either co-opt or change the language to shift people's feelings about it?
Oh, absolutely. For example, let's take the war on poverty in the 1960s, led by President Johnson. The catchphrases and the lofty goals of President Johnson's rhetoric were directly related to getting people out of poverty, of putting an end to injustice. A rising tide lifts all boats. A very, very emotional and designed basically to get middle America to buy into the fact that they had a responsibility to alleviate poverty at the lowest rung of the ladder. Then move forward 20 years, and Ronald Reagan is in the White House, and one of his policy goals was to reduce reliance by Americans on government, and he used the phrase limousine liberal, and that connoted that there were wealthy people running around the country trying to get government into everybody's business. And that kind of morphed into kind of an anti-war on poverty campaign. So there was a huge shift in language just on the topic of social welfare policies and in the course of about 20 years.
When we talk about these phrases that circulate very quickly throughout the media sphere, how much thought is given to shaping phrases that are easily repeatable, that can be dropped into a Twitter feed or into Facebook? Is there strategy behind that?
Oh, sure. And Winston Churchill once said that in speeches, small words are far better than long words, and that old words are the best of all. We know that short sentences ring much truer than long sentences. We know that words that connote you are a hothead, intolerant, blasé, crass, effete, egocentric, are bad words. Words that convey sincerity and catharsis and upbeat attitude, uplifting, are wonderful words to use. Simple is better than complex, and the shorter the phrase, the better.
What about the ethical questions of pushing those emotional buttons? Is this just part of the political game that we have to accept?
Well, it's more than just the political game. It goes to the very heart and soul of business communications. I don't see any ethical dilemma at all. The better people are at communicating, the easier it is for the public to understand, to grasp what those messengers are saying. So in simplifying and using words and phrases that everybody can understand, the point of view is being communicated ever so much better.
Craig Ruff is a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Craig, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.